Good morning, Rabbi Sai, and let's proceed to another sugya week of limud. So it's going to be a little bit of a break today after the intensity of the sugyas at the end of the first perek, and the beginning of the second perek, and dinei numanus. And we're taking a little bit of a break before we start what in yeshiva world is called shtaris. Shtaris obviously refers to the procedure in the munis of deciding who said what when he gave to a star. So it's become known in the Elam Yeshivas that after the Chesk and Subis is called Shtaris. Before we get to that,
Rabbi Gass, it's not Yud Zayin?
Say this again.
I sent the Rabbi an email. It's not Yud Zayin this week? Yud Zayin.
It is. Design. I'm giving you an introduction before we get to Yud Ches, which is the sugya of Shtaris. Before we get to Yud Ches, we're taking a little bit of a intellectual break. Let's put it this way: on Daf Yud Zayin, which the Unzer colleagues decided that they would like to focus on, since Yud Zayin Amud Aleph is a lighter Daf, I want to focus on a sugya here, which is well known. But like everything else in Shas, has numerous implications. That's a sugya of Ketzav Marag Lefnei Akala. We are not going to give you a lesson in dancing. That is not the point of this, but we're going to tell you what the Rishayim and Rechayim say about how one should speak. So the Gemara on the bottom of page 12, I guess it is, Tezayin on the base, says Tan Rabbanan. One of the more well-known phrases in Shas, Ketzad Maragdim Lefnei Akala. How are you Maraked before Akala? So Beshami says, Kala Kamei Shehu, Shehi. Says Rashi on the top, what does that mean? Lefi Yaifia V'chish V'chashivusa V'kal Sanaisa. For whatever reason, because all decided that you have to say nice things about Akala, even though Akala is arguably Anashis Ish, so why are we even allowed to look at her? Or why are we interested in talking about her? But that's part of the process of establishing a Bayis Nem of Yisrael. So, you know, there's an old Yiddish phrase called Mekenesh Tansen of Shrei Tzvei Chasanis. So here we're going to have to choose which Chasana do we want to go to. We want to go to Beishamis Chasana, or do we want to go to Beis Hillel's Chasana? Beis Hillel's Chasana is a little bit of a, let's get the right word, a little bit of a more austere Misnagdash Chasana, and Beis Hillel's is a more joyous one for the reasons that you'll see in a second. So Rashi says, Beis Hillel says, you gotta tell the truth. If a girl is Yofa, you can say so. And if she is Chashuv, either on her own, I guess, or Yichus, you can say so. And Beis Hillel says, no, Kala Nova Chasuda. Everybody says this, everybody gets the same Lashon, Kala Nova Chasuda. Says Taisvis, what does Kala Kamei Shehi mean? Yesh Pamum, let's say she's not so Yafa, without going into details, you can use your imagination. Yishtaiku, b'lo yishabchu. Well, you're going to tell her that she's beautiful, she's not. Inami yishabchu, davano sheyeshba. And b'neah, b'yadeah, b'mehem yafais. Okay, she has nice, obviously, we're only talking about things that are makam gulais. B'simlim ramim, yishabchu l'gamri. D'mishachigim, b'ma sheyeshba l'shvach, m'chlal d'shal ignai. No. Can't say she has nice eyes, because as we know from other sugas and shas, if you say the kala she'inayim yafa, then you are saying other things which are not yafa. Therefore, we don't say that. Says the Gemara, Amalam b'sham v'sul ha'reisha, Yisachid v'sesuma, if she had, she's the Baal Smum, Aymer l'akal nam chesud, how could you say that? Zeron v'ashek ha'tircha, here's the major problem. The major problem is that there is a halacha in the Torah called Midbar Sheker Tircha, and that proscribes us from doing anything which which is not honest. Says the Gemara. What does that mean? So Rashi explains. So what does the Bishami hold? What's the terrace to Beis Hillel's taina? That if somebody bought something in the shuk, why do you have to make them feel bad? So how could Beis Hillel say you make them feel bad? No. Listen to the Lashon, the Taisis. There's a little diak here in the Lashon of Taisis. Taisis says, Lahaskik Leimer Sheker. Taisis doesn't say that Chachamim were not Matakin Leimer Sheker. Taisis says, no, they were not, should not have been Matakin, according to Beis Shammai, something which might lead something to say Sheker, and we'll see what that means in a few moments. So the Gemara then goes on to describe various kilusin, which the Chachamim did towards the middle of the Daf. Even one of the greatest tzaddikim in all history, Rudy Bar Eloi, was very makpid on Simchas Chasam Kala, and he would take a batch of Hadas and Rak with a Kala, Vimer Kala no Chasuda, which is where the Lashon that we use in our songs is lifted directly from this Gemara. Akan, Sugya said Gemara, that we need. There's one more piece down here which discusses what I mentioned earlier. How you don't look at the Kala at all. I mean, it's a mutual stuff in the Kala, Koshimke, Lechaba, Baila, Balesu, Kosukavase. The Gemara raises the question of how can you do this? If you're saying Kala Novach Suda, are you allowed to look at the Kala to, in fact, say this? And the Gemara says, no, can't do this Kol Shiva because Lamaisa, she's an Asish, and you don't want to be Mistako for the purpose of being Mistako, Asish. Adkan Sudi Sig Gemara, Nagelian Nadim. So what do we have here? By Sai, I'm a Chaykhsin, by Shammai, by Sil, by Sil holds to Mutab be Mishabech the Kala, and to say Kala Novach Suda, even though she has a Mum, and by Shammai holds, no. That it's us to say so because of the Isser Midvar Sheker Tirchok. You have to be Meshabech, Kumei Shehi, and no more than that. But it's a little tiny to be Shammai. How do you say that? If somebody bought a Mekach Minashuk, Vada it's Mutter to be Meshabech the Mekach, you have to make him feel good. So why should the Kala be any worse? The Shailer is Rabbi Sai. What is the time Beis Hillel who holds its Mutter to say Kala no Bechasuda if it's not true? So she's not in our parlance means she's beautiful, but not every cow is beautiful. How are you allowed to say that? We have a Isser in the Torah, it says Midvar, Sheker, Tirchak. Obviously, this leads to the next question is, what does Beis Shammai hold? What's the Shaka Torah between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai? Beis Hillel says, I'm going to bring you a riot that you have to be nice to somebody. If you bought something, you bought a coat, and it comes and says, yeah, it's a nice coat. You see this bargain I got in Emporio? And it was not such a nice coat. What do you say to him? You're allowed to be Mishana or not? What exactly is the riot, and what's the truth of Beis Shammai to this time? So there's a arichas, believe it or not, even though it sounds like an agarata, it's not. There's an arichas in the Rishayim Machrayna. We already saw the Taisis, so just Chazra of Taisis Yishabchenu, but the reason Beis Shammai holds that you have to be precise in the language, even though you can be Meshabeach, somebody's Mekach, or even a Kala, but Chama could not have been Metakein to say Sheker, because Lamaisa, that's a Pasuk of Tvar Sheker Tirchach. So what's the Svar Beis Hillel to be Mekel? Beis Hillel or Maida to the Yisrael Tvar Sheker Tirchach can't get out of that. Nobody's tiny to Beis Hillel initiated Tvar Sheker Tirchach. Nachashayla, what's the Shakavataria of this proof? So there are four Mahalchim in the Rishayim and the Achrayim, which we are going to lay out for you today as the limit of the Chabura for the week. The first Mahalach is not a Shakavachal. This is Mahalach as explicated by Rabbi Seinu Gedalia Achreiner, Rabbi Yaakov Endem, and the Taz. Rabbi Yaakov Endem, in his Hagoyes to Taisis Diri Maski Yishabcho, explains Shita Basil that there's no Sheker B'chlal. Before we sit inside Rav Pesach, let me explain it to the element outside. There is no Sheker B'chlal. Why is that? Because since a person married this woman, obviously, he must have done bedikas. He must like what he saw. That's the way the Mashon created the world. Everybody gets to have a bracha of chayin that the kala that he chose is meisachim menav. Otherwise, he wouldn't have done it. Nobody is forcing you to marry a specific isha. If you did it, it's because Rabbi Yisrael created a system where a kala is neisachin in the eyes of a chassid. And even though she may have had harbe mumin, as we all know, Baruch Hashem, not every kala is in fact beautiful, not in the physical sense. And Baruch Hashem, everybody overcomes this because the Baal believes she's not a chassid. Said to Marsha in the Chiddushi HaGadois, that this is the Pshat in Beis Hill, because every kala is chayin in Be'enei, the chassid. Says Beis Hill, says the Marsha, that the raya from Mekach is that just like the person when he bought to Mekach, not Sheker to Mishmech Mekach. You may think this is a horrible looking coat. Doesn't matter. The guy who bought it thinks it is, because in his eyes, it's good. And therefore, it's not a sheker b'chol. This guy thinks it's nice. Let's see the Ivets inside. Nechta b'sidei. Basil Sabri, to the Yalkin B'farshim. Basil Sabri, lav hain a sheker, the Rinesh Leisha, chene sein, isho baila. And Cain, emesayim r'loi. There's such a bracha that the Rabbi Shem created for us called chene isho baila. And therefore, everybody thinks, Baruch Hashem, everybody thinks their wife is beautiful. And therefore, when a person says this, because he was Baidik before, it's bad that she's nice and chayim melav, and even if she had movement that we consider to be objectively movement, doesn't matter, the siyas chayim of ishtay is subjective. And the Rasha says pretty much the same thing. We don't have the Rasha here, so take it as a given. Rabbeinu Ataz explains the Pshat Gemara on the same derech as the Eimetz and the Marsha. Chronology is not exact here, because if I remember correctly, the order should be Marsha, Taz, Eimetz. But Al Kaponim explains it the same way, but the Meshame holds that it's Nechshav. He still holds you allowed to say that because it's the Emes. Why? Because it's objectively not accurate. She's simply not Noah. So you think she is? Too bad. You're telling a sheker. And people will think that you're saying that, and they'll think that this is MS. And therefore, we know that that's not true. It still holds, no. Everybody understands that he's being Mishmech, the Kala, because it is true that the Chassan thinks the Kala is Noah, otherwise he wouldn't be sitting there on top of a chair and a chasana. So therefore, you're telling the truth. Everybody understands this is Minig Olam, therefore there is no check. You'll see the Taz here on page 68.
I'll get for the Rav the Marsha if you want.
No, I think it's not necessary. Thank you very much, you offer. Says the Taz. This is the halacha Shulchan Aruch. Let's see, there's a mechaber actually on top. Leimar shu noa v'chasuda. Says the Ramah, what's Pshatna Chesuda Pirush? Min Vatisa Chesed Lefanav. Chesed here means Chesuda means not that she's going out to give water to the Kamal. It means No Chesuda. Ah, Baruch Refu Chaylev. Turn around so I can see what you look like. You look great, Baruch Hashem. One of my close friends here seems to be a COVID recovery.
False alarm.
Okay. You had a cold?
Apparently.
Okay, good. Back to this. So, Senator Mafilain, no, even if the lady is not, no. I go. Umatina Breed Barloy. Miracles may call him about the town near Castle Chupa. Says the Torizov. It's the actual saying of the words. That's what counts. The Taz goes on to ask a whole bunch of questions. What's the raya? And here he says, "Venira, line three in the bottom." Beisham is firulu. The blushon zayim lachala kalis. Kavanah kusud is the lashon we use for all kalis. That's a standard arise lashon that we use for all kalis. You can have a shvach god on the yafis, lenny yafis. Okay, shvach on the yafis. Shlom, kamesh bars, which you know, tash mouth, mashad barim. We have a ability to be mashabach her. She's nice. She's wonderful. Also, in about different ways. Okay, that's what the Taz says on the second page. If not for the fact that it was Matzachain, it would have been Nasa, and the Beishamri says it's supposed to be objective, and Beisil says, no, life is subjective, not Khan. Malach number one. Malach number two is explained by Rabbi Seinu, the Prisha, the Baal Spa, and the Chassam Sofer. In the following way, that there is a way to say, to be mafarish, what the Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi said in a mystical way. Meaning, Beis Hillel's, it's not a shvach. That this shvach is not called a sheker. Why? Because his words can be interpreted that it's emes. In other words, no'eh can be touched, that she's no'eh b'maisim. That's a very important principle in Yiddishkeit. No, it doesn't mean necessarily physical beauty. Physical beauty is nice, but we're not going out to say for Bereshis that the Emois were beautiful. No doubt they were. But of course, for our purposes, they were beautiful because they were the Midas of the Emois. So Noah doesn't have to mean she's physically beautiful. Noah means she is beautiful myself. All right, Yitzhak, am I in your way here? Says Rabbi Nachum Sofer that more or less he doesn't quote the Prisha, but he explains it all in Derech of the Prisha that Shitas Beis Shammai asserts here that this holds very strict about Rashi and Terechok, because the Shaimim will understand that the kind of the his kavana is to this kala who's not mamish and not like b'maisim, and the side of the iser of Dvar Sheker Tirchak is not an Amir Sheker. It's an Amir of Dover and the Adam should be maybe a Dover Sheker. It says Dvar Sheker Tirchak doesn't say Loi to Daber Sheker. And the Diok here is on the side of the Isser. Tirchak, stay away from anything that has a Shemetz of Sheker. Be Misrache from anything that has a Shemetz of Sheker. And this, that is from Sefer, is the stringent opinion of Ravina from Sefer. Let's see the from Sefer inside. It's on page 71. Yeshlaim in the Missal, not like Kamri Shiyam Shekhar Mahash. Well, this is the Mishtamet Shayape. You know, my same name, Nikon Nostam. Beautiful, Maisim is Noah. Because came the Tarik Hasuda Shayan Chalat Sneus. Well, Stamina Srobe Hashus Kasha and Yudzak Torah Zel Kulam. Everybody can be considered to be on the bottom of page 671. Everybody should be considered to be a not ever because she's not ever the mice and their old snow ice, etc. Where are you? Face from page 71. 71. The right bottom right of 71. The Chum Sefer brings this to you. It doesn't say Al Tidaber Sheker. It says Midbar Sheker Tirchok. And the reason is because the Torah didn't say don't speak Sheker. It says keep as far away as anything which could come to Sheker, says Bishamai. Says Basil, no so. Basil says, I see 71, yes. Beis Hillel says, right there, you're staring at it. Beis Hillel says, and this is a beautiful pshafkus from some sefer, given shemitzvah liyestat yishalat v'merin sabriyas. We know that in Torah there are certain principles, and those principles, when they clash, have to be worked out. There's a major principle says that the person has to be merevis in a briyas shemech mekhish aladam, so ain kalayin nevus das, v'leid var sheker, because this is the minute to be more of an abrius and say nice things, as long as you don't overdo it in such a way that it becomes chanifa. This is Mahalach Beis. Mahalach Gimel. There is another principle, which is codified in Halacha, that it's mutter, lishanais, lifnei, hashalaim. And achinami, there's an iser of midbar sheker tirchak. But this is overridden by this principle of mutter l'shanis de'ashalat, says Rashi, says the Ritva, page 72, Yishabchen by Vivnenen Pirish Techosh, Bnei Dr. Sholem, Ein Bay Mishum Midvar Sheker Tirchok. Says the Rishayim, this is based on a Gemara Yevamos, where a law, I guess this is repeated by Eli's father, I'm not sure. Said him some blood but a shimon, mutalad mashanath var shalom. How do we know that? Because no less than the Rabbi Shalom himself was Mashanab Neashalim. Sarah says, Vadoni Zakain. In order to protect Sarah's cover, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he recited the stories, Bichvaida Vyasmai said, Vani Zakanti. There's a major difference, as you all know, between a man saying "Ich bin alt," between a lady saying "When he's a kanti." That's just the way the world is created. The Kadosh Baruch Hu l'chvoida shel Sarah to protect her from any possible busha when it turns out that she's going to have a baby at the age of 90. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mishan and said "Vaniza kanti." It was Avram talking, not Sarah. Says the Ben Yehuda, if that's the case, why did Bill have to bring a raya from Mecca? It's a mutter l'shanay sivnei ashalayim. Answers Ben Yehuda that the taina b'shamay he is even though there's a heter to be mishanay sivnei ashalayim, that's an irrevocable fact. That's only in a place there are rules about this where there's a chashash that's going to lead to a fight. But he don't have to mishana because already the chasna has already seen his wife. He went out on 8 dates and he liked what he saw. Then he got the shatkin got involved and he smoothed over any issues. And then at the end of the day, everybody went to make a vart and a shayna hall in Lakewood. And now it's clearly everybody's thrilled. So what's the problem? There's no Heter, said the Ben Yehuda, the full of Shamais, because everybody saw it. Says Beis Hillel, this is the Minig Olam. How do we know that? From Mekach. You buy a Mekach, a guy shows up with a new coat or a new car. It's not such a nice one, but he thinks it's nice. Fine. It's the same thing here, too. If the Chassan will see that is Chaver Mar Meshabeach, that builds Shalom Bais, because, wow, We've all been there. When you got engaged, you wanted everybody to think your kala is the best. And that creates a chiba between ish and ishtei, which is a very important principle in Yiddishkeit. Our families are built on that. And therefore, we want to make sure that there are no merivas, and that's why it's mutter. Atkan three malach. Last malach here is the shita of Rabbeinu Hayarev. Let's see, we have in a moment here, there's the old print, reasons which are not clear to me. I don't know why, since it's such an unbelievable sefer, and especially in those Agadat HaSugis, where there's kamat nothing else. The Ben Yehudah, all he says, Chedushim Neflaim. So let's see the Ben Yehudah. He had the Ritva, and he says, Ritva says, it is B'shana B'derech HaYasholim. What was the one wanted to say? And we know this because of Kadosh Baruch Hu did it. When early beside the Shmaya, line six, two lines down. The Amri B'Sham, B'Sham is mutter where there is a katata. The Vade Az Mitzvah B'Sham is Kadei Shalai Yehei Meriva. Akana Chosin Ros Ishtai Baratza Bavalakha. So what Mariva is there here? Everybody's happy. You know, the parents are not fighting about money. They're not fighting about who gets it a Kedushin. Everybody's thrilled. So what should be the problem? Sometimes it's shaka, we have to have lishtai. Says basically, no, that's the minhag ha'olam. You buy something, it's important that you be mishabeach it to all your friends. And you don't want to be shaysik, and therefore it is an important principle in the Torah. Okay. Last mahalach is the Urayim.
So, I'm sorry, what would be Beis Shammai's objective to them?
Beis Shammai is a strict halachist. And Beis Shammai's analysis is that the heter, Lushanais, Yashalem, if that's the heter of Beis Hillel, is strictly limited to the place where there is a meriva. That's what the Ben Yada said. There's a fight. You're allowed to go put out the fire with being Mashana Pnei Shalom. But there's no fight and everybody's happy. Mech Teser Yabdi Mashana. Says Beis Hillel, because the Minig Ha'ilam is to be Mashamech, if you won't, you're creating a Mekhtar.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for asking. The last sheet is the Urayim. Urayim says that the Isra, tremendous Kiddush, Isra Dvar Sheker Terechag is only where is the possibility the Sheker will create a Hezek. Otherwise, there's no such an Isra. And therefore, the reason why Beis Shammai holds there's the Isra Dvar Sheker because Lamaisa is the Isra of Gnevis Nasa Briyos. This is a Kiddush. It's brought here. On page 74 and 5, in the Isra Dvar Sheker Tirchak, Tzivi Terein Pashtun Mishpat Dvar Sheker Tirchak, Chaylis Rachek Mitol Sheker Shiyachal Lov Elidei Shikra Elidei Hezek. I'm not sure who's inserted all these words here. I guess it's done on Piksav Yad, but you can see that the site of the Isra Dvar Sheker Tirchak is Brent Ezek, Ezek Hamere. Tzarech Litin Lasset Le Binyan Zeh, Umiksas Pirushai, Razal Beshulisen, the Gemara goes, which the Uram goes on to give you Makaris and Kozal. And here's the bottom line. Aval Shek Shinibo De Rol Ezirel, the devil on the Binyanish, Shibarasha, okay, so this is the Shver Shita. Going of Dasa Bali, going of Dasa Brias. By saying these nice things, you'd be going of Dasa Brias. Okay. The last tickle he will bring here is the Kayfas for Aim. That's the Pirish on the Sefer Yireim. And he says that the Pshat Beishamai, according to Yireim, is it's not called Dasa Briyos. Sorry, but Pshat Beisil. What about Beisil? What's their answer to the Taina that you're being kind of Das? So we come back to our previous word that it's Daita Miravis Mabriyos. Comes out with the Yireim that you said it had to Beisil is. That he holds that there's no hezekiah at all. The male is not shaykh, the isur of the bar, the sheker, and turk. Okay, I kind of say, former halchem, this Yireim is a big kiddush, that it's only when it's considered to be going to dance a brioche. I did notice here in the bottom, which I think it's worth learning here, on the bottom page 76, I missed it when I was preparing it, but I see it now. There's a very beautiful piece here in the bottom of Art from the Zalman. Let's learn together. The Gemara says, Yimbabas, Amr Abulav Shem, Lazar Shem, Mutalav Shem, Shem, Shalman, and brings this to its parsha. Kaisar Mul Yasef, Anasana, Pesha, etc. This halacha is brought in the Magen Avraham, in Kufnam Vav. Kaisar Shem, the Mutalav Shem, Shem, Shalim, Haidu Badavash Kvar, Avar, Molay, Bulahaba. Brings from the Sefer Chasidim, that the mutl shas b'nei is something which has already happened. Prospectively, you cannot. And he says, I'll bring you a pshat from Maran Rosh HaYeshiva HaGrashaz Oyerbach. V'chayra, Hadam Tim Yakshin Eitzel Aviv, K'shabal Afanam Alayki, who Esav, V'kar for all Shinuyim, is Yaakov Aviv saying, Ani Esav B'charecha, but it's not true. So, Rashi says that Yaakov paused in between, so I never said, "Go, Birak Amar Anoichi." Eisa Mecherecha. When Sarah was Meshanav and Nizake, she said two things: that because Baruch Hu changed Anizakanti. When Dibur was Chara Veshekha Gomer, when Al Kachi Kavanasa Yehisa Shizuaisa Nogis Yaakov Tomin Levater Velimcha Velahak Birak Masha Amr Shiyachis Yuchan Al Kach Zevashini Vuhutu Bnei Darcha Sholeh. She's always saying, Huggis Yaakov Tamit Lavater, the Limchel, the Leila Hakbid, the Rak Masha Amrushis Yaches, the Meyuchad on Kach, the Zavashini Beheter of Neshal, the Midak Neshal. Okay, I can't do Ray Hamern, I'm sorry, Zam Rerbach. Rabbi Sai, this is a little bit of a break here, a lighter week, but Yishmaka Halach Lamaisa, next week. We are in Shtaris this week, this coming week. Shtaris! And then at the end of the week, next Sunday, we're at Shem. We'll have a in Shtaris. Everybody have a good week. Thank my colleagues for listening and setting it up. And have a fruitful and productive Lom Disha week in one of the most yeshiva shesugis and shas. Everybody have a good day.